What do barrel aging, LinkedIn, audio issues, and a Blue Juice variety show have in common? Stay tuned for Weekly Wanderings Episode 2 to find out. Hello and welcome to Weekly Wanderings. I'm Charles Dunkley. This is Episode 2. This week I am diving into craft beer, social media, technology, and music. Now, one of the things that I realized is once I started Weekly Wanderings, and it came from someone over on Google Plus mentioning, and I can't remember offhand who it was. It might have been Mike Alton, but it could have been somebody else, talking about if you're going to do a collection of things, like write articles about things that interest you, try to have some common theme running through them. And my initial Weekly Wanderings, just things that interested me. But starting with episode 2 here, I'm trying to have some sort of theme that will link all these disparate things together. And for episode 2, that topic is learning. Now, over in the craft beer world, one of the people that I've come across is the Craft Beer Channel on YouTube. They're one or two guys over in England, and they concentrate on the craft beer scene, particularly over there. But they make interesting videos. They do some video reviews. They travel around the UK. They've also did a collaborative brew with Blue Brewdog, and I think that's their most recent video, is them finally getting to drink this peach sort of beer that they brewed. But for Weekly Wanderings episode 2, I chose one of the videos from the Craft Beer Channel. They have a playlist called Beer School. Now, right now there's only 4 videos on there, and this is the most recent one. And this is How Does Barrel Aging Work? And they give a quick breakdown of what is barrel aged beers. And how do you make them? What do you do? What do you use? So it's a pretty cool little video. It gives you a good intro into the guys who run the Craft Beer Channel. They also touch base with the guys from Brewdog, because they also they barrel age beers there as well. So you get to see some of Brewdog's barrels in their process. So go check that out. It's there's a lot of cool videos from these guys. Well worth, as far as craft beer videos go, well worth checking out. They're actually a professional show. It's professionally done. You can tell it's high quality in the video itself. They do a really good job. I'm a member of Craft Beer Nation, and we do weekly pod videos, basically weekly hangouts on air on Google Plus. Thursday nights is our Pints and Quarts, where it's a professional show where we interview industry leaders in the craft beer world, and we also touch on interesting or important events happening in the craft beer world that particular week. Maybe someday, hopefully, we'll get to be actual professionals. Right now, we just do it because we love doing it. It's not a business. We don't make any money at it, but it's fun. But looking at the Craft Beer Channel, this is a well-produced, well-oiled machine. Plus, you know, they make it fun, they make it interesting, and you get to see them talking about a lot of cool places, a lot of cool beers. So I would definitely go check them out. As far as learning on social media goes that week, I recently joined LinkedIn. I have been telling myself for years that I'll get around to it. Like I do whenever I get into something new, I want to deep dive into it and figure out and learn it as much as I can. And luckily for me, over on Google Plus, Andy Lyons runs the Possibility Partners weekly show. It's a Google Plus hangout on air. And that particular week, she featured Laura Verrilli, who's just absolutely masterful at breaking down LinkedIn and its power as a professional medium. And she will teach you tips and tricks on leveraging the technical setup of your profile. So if you go to cedunkley.com, go to Weekly Wondering 002, Right there, I have the link to that interview. And I learned so much about LinkedIn just from listening to Andy's interview with Laura. It's well worth checking out. It's an interview that I have to watch a couple more times just to really take note of all the things Laura talks about in utilizing LinkedIn, how to be set up properly, and just using it as a network machine. So for me, my profile is pretty straightforward. Not a lot there yet. Most of my people I'm linked in with are coworkers, former coworkers. It's something as I expand myself professionally, because I'm an IT guy, that's my day job. I'm at that point where I'm looking to take that next step career-wise in moving from more of the desktop support like I do now into more hopefully either on the server side of things, or I'm trying to decide between servers or going down the like SCCM road in terms of imaging and all that stuff. But I want to move away from just the working on a desktop computer. I like what I do, but I want to do a lot more. And LinkedIn is part of that process of me taking that next step professionally. Is not just getting certifications in the IT world, but also just building myself as building a professional identity. I tend to get hired at a company and I work there and I don't pay attention to my career itself. And that's something that I'm about to turn 52 in just over a week, and I'm paying a lot more attention to that these days. And this interview with Andy and Laura was just the perfect timing for me to come across since I'm new to LinkedIn. So I would definitely go and check that interview out. And as far as learning and technology goes, one of the things I'm involved in, like I mentioned with Crafter Nation, are the Hangouts on Air. And those also then get turned into podcasts. And one of the challenges is always trying to have the clarity and consistency of audio. I don't handle the podcasting part of our Hangouts. Our host, Matthew Miller, he's the one who takes the video, strips the audio out, runs it through like Audacity or something, and then uploads it into a podcast. One of the reasons why I started my own podcast here is I want to learn this process top to bottom, beginning to end. Eventually, I want to take over that role of processing our content into relevant podcasts so I can take that off his plate. My role on the Hangouts on Air is, my title, I guess, for Crafter Nation is Hangouts on Air Technical Producer. I run the HOA interface itself, which is, you know, pretty simple. Starting and stopping the broadcast, piping in and lead out music, during the live broadcast itself. Looking now into more screen sharing things. So on the video side of our shows, we can have a little more interesting visual content, because right now it's just us talking to whoever we're interviewing. Hoping to eventually be able to display supplemental visual things, that whether it's things about the brewery that we're talking to, or any particular news story we're covering, even a new release beer. I want to be able to visually add more than just our faces. And because at least it'll separate out the video from the podcast. Because right now it's just us talking. There really isn't much difference if you're watching the YouTube video or you're listening to the podcast. So I want to at least get to the point where I can provide more visual content. So for the people who do like to watch on YouTube, they'll have a little bit more to look at. One of the technology areas that I've, or the websites that I really, really like, is Geeks Life. And Geeks Life is the new project of Loria Petrucci, who's the video host formerly known as Callie Lewis. She's been around, she's been podcasting and producing and hosting videos for 10 years now. And she was with GeekBee TV. She's since, as Callie Lewis, she's left that. She's, Loria is who she really is. And over on geekslife.com, her and a group of others, they it's a website about tech, about food, music, fun. They have all these different shows that they produce there. There's Geeks Life on Air, there's Tech Whisperer, Impartial Geek, The Hipster and the Geek, Talk Nerdy to Me, Entertainment Geeks, Lights, Camera, Web, On Air, which is whatever is live, you'll see it there, and their schedule, and I'm a subscriber, I'm a paid subscriber there. You can, well, most of their content is free, but I'm a subscriber supporting, this is a new endeavor for them. I've been listening to Callie for a while, or now Loria. So, and for those who do have a paid subscription, they have behind the scenes extras, extra content that's only available if you have a, you subscribe. But in Weekly Wonderings 2, they have a how to fix those uneven and wonky voice levels in your podcast. And this one is a pretty higher end and very technical breakdown. I use a software that I don't have, probably won't have, but I included it because it is a fascinating look in what really is involved in taking something as simple as what I'm doing and turning it into a high end professional show, even if it's just a podcast. And I like watching and learning things like that. Even if it's something I may never put to use, I'll learn enough from it that I can apply it even on a lower end scale. But definitely go check geekslife.com out. They are a great group of people. Highly recommend them. All right. And before I jump into my last category, which is music, I am just going to, what am I drinking again? And since I am actually recording this podcast immediately after my inaugural podcast, because I've got 4 weeks of Weekly Wonderings blogs, and now I'm going to do the 4 weeks of the podcast to catch up, I'm still drinking my Twinings Irish Breakfast Tea, because now it's 9:58 in the morning. Way, way too early for a beer. As far as beer goes, I'm probably going to break open a Stone Arrogant Bastard bourbon barrel aged version, which now that I think about it, I should have mentioned in my previous podcast where I actually talked about Arrogant Bastard as a beer. But that's much, much later tonight, probably with dinner. Okay, now as far as my final entry in my Weekly Wonderings episode 2 podcast blog, is in the music area. And Terry Lee Britton, he's a guy I stumbled across on Google Plus. I use actually this voice meter little like software mixer on my computer whenever I'm on Hangouts on Air, and I'm also using it for this podcast rather than having going out and buying a physical mixer to plug my mic in. I'm using the software version, and Terry does a bunch of great video tutorials on VoiceMeter, on how to use it, how to set it up, what you can do with it, and he's a pretty interesting guy. And Terry has this the Blue Juice Jubilee variety show that he does on Sundays, and it's runs 2 hours, 3 hours. And it's really interesting. The first hour is just, there's some sort of graphic on screen, and it's just sort of ambient mood music. And that'll play for about an hour. And then he'll come on air himself, and he'll talk about whatever interests him. And he'll do some poetry readings. He'll play the flute live. It's a variety show where he just, and he'll get into some technical things where he'll highlight some sort of tech software and talk about it and show you how to use it. It's very eclectic, but he's a cool guy, and it's different from any show that I've come across anywhere on the internet. Well worth checking out, even if you just like to put it on in the background just for the ambient music part. It's pretty cool. And that is pretty much it for this episode 2. Again, I'm still working out what I want to do here. Hopefully these will become a little bit more focused, a little bit more in-depth. My plan originally is not to just read what I've got on the blog, but to pick one or two items from that weekly post and then dive a little more into detail about them. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that in these first 4 episodes because I'm just catching up to content already written. But we'll see. Maybe with episode 5, I will be able to have the podcast stretch out and get more into detail in one of the topics that's going to be on that week's blog post. Who knows? I may end up actually doing the podcast first and then writing a blog post based on the podcast. All that stuff still has yet to be worked out. We'll see how it goes. So, to wrap up Weekly Wonderings 2, I'd like to hear from you. Do you follow any of the groups or people that I've mentioned? Whether it's the Craft Beer Channel, whether it's Terry Lee Britton, whether it's Geek's Life. Let me know. If you do go to my blog and watch the videos, I'd love to know what you think of them. If you have any insights, if you've learned anything, or if you want anything that they may have left out in anything they discuss that you want to add in, let me know, whether in the blog comments or if on SoundCloud in the comments section here. And if you have any other weekly shows that you love to listen to that you want to share with me, let me know, because I'm always interested in seeing what people do, what content they provide, and how they do it. Because as I'm learning here by stumbling and doing, you know, I like to see how other people do things and what I can learn from them in terms of presentation, all sorts of things. So feedback is encouraged. It's welcome. Just reach out to me here on my blog, cedunkley.com. And this is Charles Dunkley, always wondering, and have a good day.